I'm hearing everywhere across the far north about a residential building boom. I'm sure you have as well. But of course, any type of boom does have its downsides. And there's someone I'm very keen to talk to about some of those constraints, some of the challenges in amongst such a great activity, particularly in that home building sector. His name is Paul Bidwell. He's the Deputy CEO of Master Builders Queensland. Paul, welcome to the King Review.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
Talk to us, first of all, about what are you hearing both in Cairns and across the state in terms of that residential construction sector? Are we in the middle of a boom?
We are in the middle of a boom, Gavin, but it needs to be considered in relation to where we were. So the start of last year, we thought 2021 was going to be a bloodbath, and it did not happen. In fact, it's turned around completely, and that's as a result of the federal government stimulus and the state government stimulus. So the home builder grant, the ultra low interest rates, interstate migration into Queensland, and the far north has benefited significantly from that, plus the early release superannuation scheme. So there's a lot of money flowing into new construction, and then we've had our supply chains hit. So we cannot get timber. Roofers seem to be easing up. You can't get roofers. You can't get roofing material. So you've got increased demand with decreased supply of materials and skilled trades.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I've heard the same, particularly around timber. The supply is definitely very, very tight, so it's pushing up costs. It's pushing out build time frames. What are you hearing in terms of, is there a shortage of timber?
Timber would be the biggest problem we're facing. So that is timber trusses, roof trusses, laminated beams, and framing. Those three elements you cannot get for love nor money.
Why is that, Paul? Is it because we import timber? Is it just simply that the demand has gone through the roof? Why is that? Why is timber particularly?
A combination of both those things, Gavin. So we import somewhere around 20-30% of our timber use in Australia, and there is an enormous amount of competition for timber across the globe. The US, the prices in the US, the wholesale prices have gone through the roof, and we still haven't seen some of those prices flow on to the Australian market as yet. The Canadians, I think, are short of supply. They've had something over there. It meant that there was no timber coming out of Canada. The Americans took as much as they could get. And when you look at the supply chains, you cannot get containers to ship it from internationally into Australia. So there were a shortage of containers. And when you look within our boundaries, so domestically, we had the bushfires in the southern parts, New South Wales and Victoria, which meant there was less timber to be cut, to be processed. So generally, there was just less timber, more demand. We're now living with that problem.
And isn't it a shame? We used to produce so much timber, including here, of course, in far north Queensland, on the Tablelands, etc. And so all of that, wiping that industry out however many years ago for usually green environmental reasons, we're now seeing the impact of that, and we have to import, as you said, 20 to 30%.
The regional forest agreement process went on around the country. Mm. So what happened up on the Tableland is exactly what happened in southeast Queensland and throughout New South Wales, Tasmania, Victoria, around the country. And you're quite right that we're now living with the aftermath of that policy.
And we're talking about sustainable farming here. We're not talking about, going into the World Heritage Rainforest and knocking trees down. We're talking about timber farming. But anyway, we digress. Paul, any other shortages that were labour shortages? Let's talk about that. Is it hard to get tradies across the state?
Yes. But we think that's a short-term problem. Our view is that there is enough skilled labour to do what needs to be done. It's just about where it's got to be in the right place at the right time. So, for example, roofing contractors are very thin on the ground, and maybe not so much in Cairns, but certainly once you get down sort of from Rocky South. And that was because we've had the big hailstorms in the southern states, plus in Brisbane last year, and in Rockhampton at the beginning of last year. And that meant that the insurers were going hell for leather to get the roofs replaced, which meant that the new homes that were coming out of the ground as a result of the home builder grant were getting to the point where they were looking for roofers to install roofs, and lo and behold, they can't get a roofer for love nor money. Well, and the prices have gone up astronomically. Now, I've heard that the roofing gangs were getting, they were getting 3 and 4 times as much from the insurance builders than they were from those builders who were building for the home builder market.
And like you said earlier, it's extraordinary that we're in this position, Paul, given where we thought we would be if we look back 15, 18 months or so ago. Now, some of that government support tapered off at the end of March, home builder being one big example. So if you look to the horizon, look in your crystal ball, what's the pipeline like for the industry? What's the pipeline like for people who are looking to build? Now, whether that's starting 6 months or 12 months, are some of these constraints, some of these supply issues, are they going to naturally be addressed? Are we going to see things easing off a little bit? What's the pipeline like?
The pipeline is still pretty strong. So there's no doubt that the demand for new housing fell at the end of March after Home Builder had wound out. But it's surprising how it has kept up, how demand for new residential construction has continued. And we've seen evidence of that over the last week or so. Firstly, there was the Australian Bureau of Statistics data for new loans. That's up until May. And what it showed is that the investors have jumped into the market. So the new home loans for investors has grown by about 9% over the past 3 months. So 36% jump on the figures from May last year, from May 2020. On the other side of the coin, though, the lending to the owner-occupiers has slowed significantly, which is in line with the fact that Home Builder had and the regional home building boost grants had come to an end back in March.
It's absolutely fascinating because we've got a rental crisis here in Cairns. The vacancy rate is below 1%. Last figure I saw was 0.7%, which is just insanely stressed rental market. So we can't build homes fast enough for people. What are you seeing in terms of, you know, is that demand, is again that pipeline of houses to come online, which you would think a percentage of would be renters who, with because of low interest rates and some of that government support, are jumping into their, particularly their first homes. Can you see some of this residential construction having a positive flow-on effect to that crazy rental situation?
Absolutely, and that'll be one of the drivers, it'll be one of the reasons the investors are jumping back into the market because of that those low vacancy rates. And that's Cairns, yeah, as you say, is less than 1%, as is Mackay. A number of the regional cities are in exactly the same position. And where that really starts to bite, and what we're hearing is around the state, is where builders and homeowners sign a contract to deliver the new home at a set price, at a set time. And because they can't get these building products, and plus, if when they can get them, they're going to cost a whole lot more, the builder's under a lot of stress to get more time to build, to fit, to complete, plus the cost has gone up. Now, there is no way in the world that cost can be passed on to the homeowner unless the homeowner agrees. The best we're hoping for is for the homeowner to agree to give the builder more time, an extension of time. But the homeowners are renting somewhere, waiting for the builder to finish the new home, and they've got nowhere to go because there is nowhere to go. So it's a very tough situation for the builders and their clients.
Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Paul Bidwell from Master Builders Queensland, great insights. Thanks for your time on the King Review today.
My pleasure, Gavin.